Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it.
Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on stage, acknowledging my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise Him. Trust in Him. And give Him the worship that He has due to Him. Because God has brought me a mighty long way. And I never would have made it without Him. I'm honored today to be before you. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministries in Friends, where we come before you on today to continue forth with the Bible reading of Genesis to Revelation. Once again, thank you for joining us on today. I want to first acknowledge God, who is the head of my life. I want to acknowledge my wife, most definitely, who is my queen and my bride. I want to thank God for YouTube, Law Tour, Skype, AOL, and all that in which we address and touch the hearts of those that are hearing the word of God that comes from our hearts. Once again, I'm David Ambrose Shaw. I want to thank you for joining us on today. Once again, we're continuing forth reading the Word of God. And currently, you're now in the book of Leviticus. Yes, Leviticus, chapter 1. Before we go any further, let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to be before you, acknowledging you for being our Lord of Lords, our King of Kings, and our Master, putting you first before anything and everything, and acknowledging you in all of what we do. We thank you on today. We pray that, Lord, those that are listening live on today, or those that are listening in the other side, we ask, Lord, that you yet let your anointing continue to flow through your word and touch somebody's heart. Help us continue to read, study, and understand. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. I'm honored to be before you today in the name of Jesus. And once again, we're coming, reading out the book of Leviticus. Leviticus. In the name of Jesus. Let us read and let us move forward. And the Lord called upon Moses and spoke unto him of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if any man of you bring any offering unto me, unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and of the flock. Of his offering be a burnt offering of the Lord. Let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. And he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, shall bring the blood and the sprinkle the blood around and upon the altar, that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall slay the burnt offering and set it unto his pieces. And the son of Aaron and the priest shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priest lay the part, the head, the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made to the Lord. And if his offering he be of a flock, namely of the sheep or of the goat, for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring it, a male without blemish, and he shall kill it on the side of the altar northward before the Lord, and the priest Aaron sprinkle his blood round about upon the altar, and he shall cut it into pieces with his head and his fat, and the priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. But he shall wash the inward with the leg with water, and the priest shall bring it off and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, offering made upon fire, of sweet savor unto the Lord. And if the burnt sacrifice of his offering to the Lord be a fowl, then he shall bring the offering of turtle dove or of young pigeon, and the priest shall bring it unto the altar and wring off his head and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be wrung out on the side of the altar, and he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers and cast it beside the altar on the east part by the place of the ashes, and he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder, and the priest shall burn it a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Chapter 2. Any will offering a meal offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it and put frankincense thereon, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons and priests, and he shall take throughout his handful of flour thereof and of the oil thereof with all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And the remnant of the meat offering shall be Aaron and his son, being most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. And it shall bring an oblation of the meat offering baked in an oven. It shall be the unleavened cake of fine flour mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, Father, this can be a meat offering baked in a pan. It shall be fine flour, unleavened, mingled with oil. Thou shalt part it in pieces and pour oil thereon. It is in a meat offering. And if thou oblation be a meat offering, baked shall be made of fine flour with oil. And thou shalt bring the meat offering that is made of these things unto the Lord. And when it is presented unto the priest, he shall bring it unto the altar. And the priest shall take from the meat offering a memorial thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And that which is left on the meat offering shall be Aaron and his son. It is a thing most holy of the offering of the Lord made by fire. No meat offering which thou shalt bring unto the Lord shall be made with leaven, for ye shall burn no leaven, nor any honey, in any offering of the Lord made by fire. As for the oblation of the first fruit, ye offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for sweet savor. And every oblation of the meat offering shall thou season with salt, neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thy offerings thou shalt offer salt. And if thou offer a meat offering of thy first fruit unto the Lord, thou shalt offer for the meat offering of thy first fruit 20 ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of fine ears. And thou oil upon it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is a meat offering. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it, part of the eaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Chapter 3 of the book. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of a herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's son, the priest, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about, and he offer of the sacrifices of the peace's offering, an offering made by the by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inward, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flank, and the caul above the liver, which the kidneys shall be take away, he shall take away. And Aaron's son shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And it's the offering for the sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord, he of the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offer a lamb his offering, then shall he offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle or the congregation. And Aaron's sons shall sprinkle the blood thereof round about upon the altar. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace clean made by fire unto the Lord, the fat thereof in the whole lump. It shall be, he take off hard by the backbone and the fat that covereth the inward, and all the fat that is upon the inward, and the two kidneys and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flank of the pearl upon the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away, and the priest shall burn it upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by the fire unto the Lord. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay the hand upon the head of it and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round about. And he shall offer the altar, offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by the fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inward, and all the fat upon the inward, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flank, and the pearl upon the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by the fire for the sweet savor, the food that is the Lord. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generation throughout all your dwelling, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. Chapter 4 of the book of Leviticus. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if the soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them, if the priest that is anointed to do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bullock without blemish, without the Lord, which he has sinned, a young bullock without blemish, unto the Lord for a sin offering. And he shall bring the bullock to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, and shall lay his hand upon the bullock's head and kill the bullock before the Lord. And the priest that is anointed shall the bullock's blood and bring it to the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle of the blood 7 times before the Lord, before the veil of the sanctuary. And the priest shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of the congregation, shall pour all the blood at the bullock of the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take off from all of the fat of the bullock for the sin offering, the fat that is covered the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flank, and the gall upon the liver, with the kidneys, it shall be taken away. As it is taken off from the bullock of it, shall burn them upon the altar of the burnt offering, and the skin of the bullock, all of the flesh, with his head and with his limbs, and his inward and his dung, even the whole bullock shall be carried without the camp, without the cap upon the clean places where the ashes were poured out, and burn him on the wood with fire. Where the ashes were poured out shall he be burnt. And if the whole congregation of Israel sin through ignorance, and the thing he hide from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which should not be done, and are guilty, when the sin which thou hast sinned against it is known, then the congregation shall offer a young bullock for the sin, and bring him before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands upon the head of the bullock before the Lord, and the bullock shall be killed before the Lord. And the priest that is anointed shall bring of the bullock's blood to the tabernacle of the congregation of the blood, and sprinkle it seven times before the Lord, even before the veil. And he shall put some of the blood upon the horn of the altar, which is before the Lord, that is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour upon all the blood at the bottom of the altar offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take all the pitch fat from him and burn it onto the altar. And he shall do with the bullock as he did with the bullock for a sin offering. So shall he do with this, shall make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven them. And he shall carry forth the bullock without the camp, and burn him as he burned the first bullock. It is a sin offering for the congregation. When a ruler has sinned and done somewhat ignorant against any of the commandments of the Lord, his God, and certain things which cannot be done and is guilty, or if his sin wherein he has sinned come to his of man without blemish, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of the goat and kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall take up the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out his blood at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him as concerning his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. And if anyone of his common people sin through ignorance, while you do it somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and be guilty, for if his sin which he has sinned come to his knowledge, then he shall bring his offering a kid of the goat, a female without blemish, for his sin which he has sinned. And he shall lay the head of hand upon the head of his sin offering and slay the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. And the priest shall take up the blood thereof with his finger and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the offering, the bottom of the altar. And he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat is taken away from all the sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor upon the Lord. And the priest shall make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. And if he bring a lamb for a sin offering, he shall bring it a female without blemish, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering and slay it for a sin offering in the place where they kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall take up the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar. And he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of the offering, and the priest shall burn them onto the altar according to the offering made by the fire unto the Lord. And the priest shall make the atonement for the sin that he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. And if the soul sins and hear the voice of the swearing, and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his iniquity. Or if a soul touches an unclean thing whether it be a carcass or an unclean beast or a carcass of an unclean cattle or the carcass of an unclean creepy thing, or if it be hidden from him, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Or if he touches the uncleanness of men, and whatsoever uncleanness it be, that a man shall be defiled, withal, and it be hid from him, when he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty. Or if a soul swears, pronouncing with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatsoever it be, a man shall be known of it, then he shall be guilty in one of these. Verse 5, and it shall be, when he shall be guilty in one of these things, that he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord for his sin which he has sinned, an offering for the flock, a lamb or kid of the goat for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin. And if he be not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring for his trespasses which he has committed two turtle doves or two hinges unto the Lord, one for his sin offering and one and the other for a burnt offering. And he shall bring them unto the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first, and bring all his head from his neck, but shall not divide it asunder upon the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be run out on the bottom of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he shall offer the second for his according to the manner, and the priest shall make an atonement for him for his sin which he has sinned, and it shall be forgiven him. But if he be not able to bring two turtle doves or two pigeons, then he that sinned shall bring for his offering the tenth part of a fine flour for a sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, neither shall he put any frankincense thereon, for it is a sin offering. Then shall he bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his hand off, even a memorial thereof, and burn it on the altar, according to the offering made by the fire upon the Lord. It is a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him, as it shall be forgiven him. And the raiment shall be the priest as a meat offering. Praise God. Well, that's going to conclude our reading for this evening. Actually, we're going to continue reading this, continue for chapter 4 of verse 14, chapter 5. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, if the soul committeth a trespass in the holy things of the Lord. And he shall bring as unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flock with thy estimation of shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary for the trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm that he has done in the holy thing. Priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. And if a soul sins and commits any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandment of the Lord, though he wished it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity, and he shall bring a ram without blemish out of the flock with thy estimation for trespass unto the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for he concerning the ignorance wherein he erred and wisteth not, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering he has concerning the trespass against the Lord. That concludes chapter 5 of Leviticus. We want to thank you for joining us on today. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw. God bless you. We'll be with you again on tomorrow. 6 o'clock, excuse me, Central Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock, Central Standard Time. We will be forth. Read the word. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon.
just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Although they've said, I've never trapped you, I want you to know.